SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Snow and bitter cold is forecast for much of the Northeast, including Washington, D.C.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be, the central Appalachians, the mid-Atlantic, and up into New England as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. The areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season for much of the central and eastern United States, with temperatures below zero. I'm Donna Water.
CNN has lost a major defamation case in Florida.
A jury in Panama City, Florida, found that CNN defamed a U.S. Navy veteran in a 2021 story about people paid to rescue endangered Afghans following the Taliban takeover of the country. The jury reached the verdict following more than 8 hours of deliberation in a trial that took less than 2 weeks. The jury awarded $5 million in damages to Zachary Young, who blamed CNN for destroying his business by mentioning him in a story about a black market of smuggling Afghans out for high fees. Next, jurors will be asked whether CNN will be on the hook for punitive damages. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The decision early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. The ceasefire will go into effect on Sunday. 33 hostages released over the next 6 weeks and the first phase of the deal, while more than 700 Palestinian prisoners will also be released. This is SRN News. The latest numbers on persecution of Christians are quite disturbing. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Open Doors US has produced its annual report, and it concludes that more than 380 million believers suffer high levels of persecution for their faith, and tens of millions more see their religious freedom restricted in lesser ways. That means one in seven Christians around the globe is persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Muslim radicals, the primary culprits, though India has a problem with radical Hindus, and communism is a problem elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for gay people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over the LGBT agenda. It's also part of an effort by the Democratic governor to frustrate the efforts of the GOP-controlled legislature. This is SRN News. Even before being sworn in as president, Donald Trump is causing big changes at the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
The FBI has confirmed reports that in December it closed down its diversity, equity, and inclusion offices in anticipation of new policies under incoming President Trump. The federal government and businesses have been under growing pressure from conservatives to root out DEI policies critics say can lead to poor performance. DEI critics have grown more vocal since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions in 2023. Bob Agner reporting.
The incoming president says that on Truth Social, the Capital One Arena will be open Monday for live viewing of the historic event. TikTok says it will go dark this weekend unless the outgoing Biden administration assures the company it won't enforce a shutdown after the Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning the app unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.